This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the Wednesday, February the 10th DJV program. Today is National Umbrella Day. As part of many cultures since ancient times, umbrellas have a storied history. Is it worth commemorating? I don't know. I suppose it is. We can maybe ask that. We get the pulse of the nation with Jay on our social media. Who still has and uses umbrellas? Do you have umbrellas, Jay Kirshner? I had some in the last car that I traded in, and I left them. I left the umbrella in the car, so I don't have any umbrellas around. But I find them, if you're moving fast in the rain, you want to get out of the rain, umbrellas slow you down. If you're out just kind of walking around, you know, okay, that's fine. But I don't. And the by the way, the first umbrella shops were on New Oxford Street. Have you ever been there? Either of you? To New Oxford Street in London. Fabulous.
Probably. I had lived in London for a while.
You've been there.
Yeah.
You would have had to have been. Yeah, it's a very upscale. It's kind of like Rodeo Drive, only more quaint in a manner of speaking. Yeah. What's the equivalent in New York of Rodeo Drive? I don't know.
Madison Avenue.
The whole thing? Really?
Well, not all of Madison Avenue, but that stretch of Midtown Madison Avenue is where all the big... Yeah. Yeah, and Fifth Avenue, too, but more Madison Avenue is the high-end boutiques.
All right, so in 1928, portable umbrellas hit the market. 1964, the umbrella features in the movie Mary Poppins, so that made it, I guess, much more popular, right? And then in 2008, Rihanna released Umbrella. I've never heard that song. You got that song?
Oh, yes, you have. You couldn't get away from it when it came out. Yeah, right, Phil, if you haven't pulled it up for him. Yeah, you could not get away from it.
Rihanna is, as far as music is concerned, I think she's had several pop hits. Maybe I don't remember it being called Umbrella. So. All right, I don't know that I remember that, but at any rate, today is Umbrella Day, so embrace umbrellas, I guess, is a way of bringing us around to that. Some late-breaking COVID stuff and things. The update again, I think we've done a nice job of talking about how CVS and Walgreens and some of the other pharmacies are going to begin delivering the vaccine later this week, it would seem, especially in the states where there are problems, and most of those are on the East Coast and down, aren't they in the South, kind of? Yeah? There aren't many. You know, there aren't many Midwestern states that are in this list. I wonder why that
is. Well, it just started out with 11. So it's just 11 states where I guess they feel that CVS, there are enough of them, and that they have the infrastructure ready to go. So it will be rolling out. Yeah, and so it will be rolling out, but CVS.com, you can go there tomorrow, Thursday, and start booking your appointment. And their first appointments will be available on Friday, which is great.
Good. Yep. So, meanwhile, on the transportation front, fellow that runs Delta Airlines, his name is Ed Bastian, has joined the chorus of people, the other airline executives, and basically the travel industry group, strongly against the proposal to require mandatory testing for passengers before you get on a plane. This is nothing but horrible. This is nothing but a complete circus.
Well, it's not decided yet, but I do think that it would be a very complex thing to do.
Yep.
I mean, think about the lines already when you go through security and then you have to wait for a COVID test as well.
Yeah,
you'd have to be at the airport 5 hours before your flight.
And the public's not going to do that, and that's why they're saying this, because they're in bad enough shape as it is.
Right.
Most of the airlines are ready to go bankrupt. And if they don't get an infusion of cash, you're going to see a number of airlines just gonzo. And that's not good for business, not good for travelers. It certainly is not good. So anyway, the airlines are up to about a million passengers a day now, which is about 10, well, maybe a little bit more than 10% of what has been, what was, let's see, was it last year this time? Yeah, before everything fell apart. It was hard to get on an airplane and find an empty seat. Ever noticed? I mean, I'm sure if you traveled any, planes are always full. Always full. Now, you get on them. It depends on the airline. American still packs them in. I'm going to Florida this weekend, and I looked at the seat, the seat selections, and all the first class seats are gone. They always are. And then in the back, there's plenty of room. But by the time, they figured it out, they know how to schedule stuff, so they know how to fill the planes up. But Delta still, I think Delta may be the only one left that isn't, maybe JetBlue is still until at least next month requiring that the middle seat be left open, mm-hmm. which is also, yeah. I think, kind of a cool thing. At any rate, so we don't, we,
look,
we
it doesn't
do
anything, you know, having an extra 20 inches, it doesn't do anything, but it's a little bit of peace of mind to not have somebody sitting right on top of you.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. So, yeah. Right. It's peace of mind. All right. So somebody asked me to review the information that I had about the way that people are trusting or not trusting information that comes from the public, let's say the public domain, i.e. mayors, governors, the state. I said yesterday 37% of the respondents to this 2,200 people were surveyed in this. 37% said they were confident in the information that they were getting about distribution of the vaccine. A lot of people are overwhelmed because they feel that they're giving too much personal information out when it comes to what sort of information you have to give when you get a shot. Is there a lot of information required? Because I haven't done it yet. I don't know. Did your mother have to, when she got her shot, did she have to, fill out a lot of forms and tell people a lot of things about her life? Do you know?
No, I did the forms for them. When I signed them up, it was, there's a whole list of ailments or whatever issues that you may have, so you check off that. She's a type 2 diabetic, so we check that one off. And then other than that, there was really nothing else except you provide your health insurance card number if you have health insurance.
Yeah.
And if you don't, you just check the box that says you don't have health insurance. But it's the vaccine's free for everyone anyway, so you don't have to have health insurance in order to get it. But other than that, there was no other family history or anything that was asked for. No, it was pretty straightforward.
So pretty straight. Well, and how long does the whole process take? You get in the line, and then what? How long does it take to go through and get the thing? You have to sit for 20 minutes to make sure that you're not going to keel over after you've had it, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah. They do ask that you stay either in a room or in your car, depending on what type. If you're at a mega site, where it's a drive-through, then you stay in your car. And they just want to make sure that you don't have any reactions to it. But other than that, if you have my mom had the appointment, and they got lost. They had to drive into inner city Elizabeth, New Jersey, so they got lost. So they were late, but they still. My mom had to wait. 10-15 minutes. It wasn't bad. It really wasn't. It was pretty organized too, she said.
Good. Okay. So that's cool. Anyway, with regard to this survey, 75% of respondents have some level of confusion about where they fall in the state's vaccination plan. Thus, the plan that you heard us talking about from CVS, they're taking matters into their own hand because, after all, for the most part, government pretty much screws up everything that it touches, and that begs the question, why is it that we feel like we're so dependent on government? The government this, the government that. Why aren't we thinking for ourselves? Why aren't we acting for ourselves on our own behalf?
Well, what are we supposed to do, though? Because people... Okay, so when you ask
that,
I know you like asking that question a lot, but here's the answer. So then talk to the people who stormed the Capitol. They said that's exactly what they were doing, that they were taking everything into their own hands. That's when you have chaos.
Well, it's the way. Well, it's no. If you do it
give an example then. Give a better example.
The thousands of people that protested in peace and harmony were there to make a point and bring a message, not to bring mayhem. those people, and that you
no,
see
but
one
I'm
of
saying,
the dangers.
Forget about them. I'm just saying that's
one of the dangers of having the news media do what it has done to color, like everybody that was in Washington with his broad brush. They were all violent and they were all hysterical.
Oh, that's what they did with Black Lives Matter too.
Yeah, they
you,
have
if
exactly.
If you ask people, oh, thing. Everything was looting
right.
and violent.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't.
Every black person deserves to be in jail. You know, stuff like that because they're all bad people. It's that kind of stupidity and that kind of thinking that finds us at the moral low ground. And that's kind of where we are. But we, you know, the people who want to see change, legitimate change, and deserved, I mean, we need to have better government. There's a frustration level. And in the old days of talk radio, it used to be that we served that frustration level. Now we create it instead of serving it and helping it. And so, and I say,
right, but
we,
when you say, right. This is my question though, and this is where I want an example. So when
okay,
you say,
boss.
Why are we relying so much on the government? Think for yourselves and do, okay, so give an example of a person not relying on the government and thinking for themselves during a pandemic
right.
and during.
Finding out, just like what the CVS thing is doing, call up CVS on your own
this
or
is a government
talk to
program.
Your doctor.
This and, is a government
well,
program.
I understand that, but at least they can get the information straight. The government breaks down. We know that at every level. I don't know where you could get vaccine if you didn't get government vaccine. I don't know. Maybe there's a black market for.
Oh,
I know
don't even.
A,
I would not.
There's a black
been.
Market for the cards. I know that. Getting the vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
The cards, the proof cards. That's a big. That's going to be a big business. Yeah, but it'll be a big business. You wait and see. 17 after the hour. It's clear time. It's clear to me that many of you have found that it's clear to you. That using Clear to hydrate your nose and to keep your nose clean from contaminants and all that other stuff is a great idea. Sales are way up. Thank you very much. Let's have a round of applause for people who are smart enough to use this new process. Spelled X-L-E-A-R. The X replaces the C, is sort of in tribute to xylitol, which begins with an X, being the main ingredient. It's an all-natural ingredient. It's all over, you know, fruits and vegetables pretty much all have this in it, and that's what protects you from bacterial colonies growing, in this case, in your nose. You want to, as I've suggested, that you wash your nose out in the morning, use the Navage thing in the morning at night, and then during the day, get Clear with you. Take it with you, a little spray every hour or so, small amounts. And this is something, no matter what the season, this is something that really is very practical for all of us. We've become more alert, certainly, and more aware of the things in the air and how to protect ourselves from it. But this is really the cat's, what is it, the cat's meow? Yeah, the cat's, it is, whatever it is, it's good. the clear way to being clear. XLEAR.com. You can buy this at all the natural retailers around, grocery stores, drug stores, they've got them. So make sure you're protecting yourself and your family. Everybody in the family should have one of these little spray bottles. You'll find them at, you can read all about it, find out all about it at clear.com. And as I say, buy them either online or at your favorite store.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
You never really stop riding your mind. Unless you're thinking of something else.
Like other thoughts.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The clock ticking away here. Looks like it's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this week. Jay Kirshner is going to bring us up to date on all these things we've had. Every day we sort of expand. We start with a few things on the socials and then the trending, and then it goes bananas because there are a lot of things to talk about. And so we'll get to those and find out what sort of social justice you'd like to have here on the DJV program after this.
Quarantine 15, or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now. Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
All right, celebrating you and your thoughts here at DJV Show. The socials asking about whether to wear a mask after things calm down. What are we getting? What the numbers look like? Or what are people saying there, Jay?
Nicole Oswell will continue to wear a mask and be very careful. Tony Reeves will likely continue to mask up during flu seasons, which I can totally see that. Stephen Jay says if he's forced to continue wearing a mask, he's not going to do it. But if it's his own choice to wear a mask and he feels like wearing a mask somewhere, then he will do it. I feel like I hear that a lot.
Oh, right? My God.
If somebody tells you, I'm not going to do it, but if I... Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and Lauren Crandall posts, she's tired of being told what to do and wants the CDC to just back off.
Well, it's okay. All right, off. The CDC leaves a lot to be desired. I'm okay with that, with thinking that way, because I don't have much use for the CDC either, because they change with the wind. But, hello, there's some common sense that plays into this. And so this goes back to individual responsibility. And you asked me, you know, if it isn't for the government, then what do we do, Victoria? Mm-hmm. And I think in this circumstance, if in fact, and who knows what they're teaching in schools, if anything, about this, in science classes and in health classes, that sort of thing. I mean, we've cut out most of the health there were. I remember when I was teaching school back in the 70s, we had health. We had a health curriculum. Teaching, it was in addition to biology, you're teaching people about their bodies, how they work, and that's kind of gone by the wayside. So I don't know how people are learning how their body works, but hopefully people are smart enough to know that everything that's bad that gets into their body pretty much comes through their nose and their eyes. So if they protect their nose in the manner of, in a regular course, I don't want to wear a mask either. And when I'm with people, am I going to wear a mask? Yeah, I probably am. Frankly, because I think that it's a good thing. Will it go away after a while? Yeah, but I still think it's kind of a thing, if you will, and it's more a psychological thing than it is a physical or health-based thing. Too bad that is the way the decisions are made, being made. All right, Valentine's dinner at home. What are we finding there, Jay?
True or false? Can dinner at home be more romantic than a fancy dinner out? Kim Ford in Houston, Texas says false. Doing dishes is not romantic. Sandy Onrill in Illinois Post. True, as long as someone else is doing the cooking and cleaning. And Jenny Wheeler in Chicago just prefers the ambiance of dining out.
Really?
I miss that, too.
I
miss restaurants.
Right. Who do you think belongs in the Football Hall of Fame? Where are you getting
from that? Weigh in on this. Do you feel like anyone got snubbed with this year's induction class? At DJ V Show on Facebook.
But you have to be retired. That's something that I had.
You have to be retired for a certain number of years.
Right.
Peyton Manning this year went in because this was his first year of eligibility.
This was his first, yeah.
What are we going to ask the question about whether people who speak to their pets are, do you talk to your pets? I want to get the answer to that from people. Find out. All right, will you post that? Well, I don't know.
Yes, that one will be coming up.
Yeah, all right. Plus, trending, my cousin Vinny is being compared to yesterday's impeachment. There you go. 28 past the hour. Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over two decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
This report is sponsored by Bank of America. Lifestyle expert and Bank of America spokesperson Gabrielle Flowers Rader shares tips to make Valentine's Day personally and financially rewarding.
There are plenty of ways to make Valentine's Day rewarding. I'm planning a day of crafting with my kids. A rewards credit card paired with a banking loyalty program maximizes the cash back you earn on your purchases. For example, the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card offers 3% cash back from your choice of 6 spending categories that you can change each month. For February, I chose the online shopping category for my Valentine's-related spending on crafts for the kids. As a Bank of America Preferred Rewards member, I earn a credit card rewards bonus. Depending on their preferred rewards tier, members earn between 3.75% and 5.25% cash back with the cash rewards card for their purchases in the 3% category. That bonus is something to love.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Senate voted 56-44 to move forward and impeach President Trump a second time. The first failed impeachment cost taxpayers roughly $32 million. Senators will continue at noon Wednesday. New York lawmakers introduced a bill that would tax certain financial transactions. The consequence is the NYSE may move out of state if the proposal becomes law. NYSE President Stacey Cunningham said the New York Stock Exchange belongs in New York. If Albany lawmakers get their way, however, the center of the global financial industry may need to find a new home, end quote. The United Nations on Tuesday denounced the use of disproportionate force against anti-coup demonstrators in Myanmar. Hours after the UN statement, a woman was critically wounded after being shot in the head as police fired live rounds during another massive anti-coup rally in Myanmar's capital, Naypyidaw. Longtime NFL head coach Marty Schottenheimer died Monday after a lengthy battle with Alzheimer's disease. Schottenheimer compiled a 200-126-1 record, USA Radio News.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
By a vote of 56-44, the Senate concluded it is constitutional to impeach President Trump. Impeachment manager Jamie Raskin of Maryland.
Members of Congress, in the House anyway, were removing their congressional pins so they wouldn't be identified by the mob as they tried to escape the violence. Our new chaplain got up and said a prayer for us, and we were told to put our gas masks on. And then there was a sound I will never forget. The sound of pounding on the door like a battering ram. The most haunting sound I ever heard, and I will never forget it.
Trump lawyer David Schoen.
It is an honor to appear in this historic hall of democracy, yet today that honor is tempered by an overriding feeling of grave concern. Grave concern for the danger to the institution of the presidency that I believe even convening these proceedings indicates. The joy I believed I would feel if I ever had the great privilege of appearing before this body is replaced by sadness and pain. My overriding emotion is, frankly, wanting to cry for what I believe these proceedings will do to our great, so long-enduring, sacred Constitution and to the American people on both sides of the great divide that now characterizes our nation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
After the hour here on the DJV program, I'm Doug Steffen, the D. Jennifer Horn is on vacation. We've got another J, though. Jay Kirshner is here. Victoria Keelan here at your service, trying to get everybody's way included. Ever think about what holds you back if you're not as successful as you would like to be? What holds you back? Why is it that you aren't where you want to be? People say that they aren't enjoying life as much as they would like to. I think there are a lot of obstructions. Some of them are man-made. Some of them are made, you know, we hear a lot of, you hear a lot from me about the government being an obstacle. I think there's a lot of truth to that. But what do you do to overcome? Victoria had me thinking about this with her comment in the last half hour. Okay, so tell me what you, you know, in her usual defiant way. All right, give me an example.
Well, I like facts. I'm a Capricorn.
Yeah,
I like facts.
Good for you. Yeah,
so you
right
say
on.
A lot, you know, oh, people are so reliant on the government. Okay,
yep.
So what
yeah.
are we supposed to do? And then you say,
well,
go to CVS.com and book your vaccine.
Yeah, I mean, part of the problem is, though, that we've allowed ourselves to be indoctrinated into this way of thinking, and I don't know how you stop it, frankly. And we've become so dependent on government aid. You know, 100 years ago, there wasn't this kind of government aid. It started about 100 years ago.
Didn't it start 100 years ago with Social Security?
Yeah, right, exactly. That was in the 30s. Mm-hmm. It's changed, and whether it's for the better or not, I guess time will tell.
Do you think Social Security should never have existed?
I think Social Security became a way for us to survive better. Certainly, if you look at the plight of people who were, quote-unquote, seniors, they didn't live as long as we do today. That was one of the things, and people kept working. People were on the farm. Most people, remember, 100 and whatever years ago, after the Civil War, before the Industrial Revolution, 98% of the people in the country lived on farms. They provided food for themselves.
Yeah, now it's like, 80% are in urban and suburban areas.
Yeah, right,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
And only 2% of the population is providing us with food, which reminds me, we have our American Family Farmer Show on every week at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, a connection between food, families, and farms. And if you're interested in checking it out every week, the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, for example, most recent one that is there now is a focus on these big mega dairies, where there are thousands and thousands of cows, and governments are finally taking action to stop it. The state of Oregon, for example, introducing legislation that would bring a halt to this altogether. You have more than 1,500 cows. Don't come to Oregon. Don't expect us to welcome you. Now, some of these farms have 20,000 cows to be milked three times a day. What kind of gluck do you think you're getting out of an animal like that? Also in the current American Family Farmer, there's a story, very interesting. I'm sure you, Victoria, helps to put all of this stuff together for me. There is a focus on what's called Fishadelphia. It's in Philadelphia. It's a fish, recognizing, first of all, that fishing is farming, whether you get that or not, it really is. And this is a way for people in Philadelphia to understand they're bringing kids up through the operation of this stuff. It's fascinating to see how people are learning about fish, and not, you wouldn't think it would come in a place like Philadelphia.
Well,
either,
it's a port city, but the interesting thing about it is that all the fish that would naturally or normally go through the port city ends up getting exported to other states.
Right.
So
yeah.
I think Fishadelphia is not only are they, you know, teaching high school kids about business and entrepreneurship and health, and, you know, eating fish is healthy. So there's a lot of really cool benefits to it, but it was surprising when I looked into that, and I was like, wait a minute, Philadelphia
right.
should not be exporting all of their fish, but that's what they've been doing.
Exactly. Okay. So with that in mind, I thought you ought to know about what happened last month to Tyson Foods. There are a lot of Chinese influences in our food system, as you know, and the Chinese have bought into not a controlling interest, but they have big interest in Tyson Foods. They have taken over Smithfield, the pork producers. Tyson has agreed to pay $221 million to settle various private lawsuits brought by the poultry buyers, poultry growers, who have accused Tyson with colluding to to fix the price farmers get paid to raise chickens and what the stores are paying for chicken. In other words, because they're so dominant in the poultry industry, they have price fixed. And China is doing the same thing with Smithfield, the pork business, about the same as the poultry business. How many people think about that? When you go grocery shopping, or even in the restaurant, wherever you go, do you think about what it costs? Why is it that you pay X number of dollars a pound for chicken, or turkey, or sausage, or whatever it is? How do they price it? They price it based on what they think they can get away with, not what they have to pay the farmer. Yeah, I mean, the farmer's not getting this money. The farmer's getting screwed by these processors. These are processors. Tyson Food doesn't have one farm. They don't own one farm. Neither do most of the other. You hear all about Purdue and their farms. That's baloney. They don't own a damn acre of ground anywhere. They hire and contract with farmers to raise the chickens, raise the eggs, whatever it is the farmers, you never know the farmer's name for the most part, unless they get out on their own. There's an organic outfit around here that is now doing better. People are realizing the eggs that come from these the local farms are much better. But if you're buying something with a kind of a store brand on it, you're getting garbage, basically, whether it's milk, well, no matter what it is. If you have the store brand, a local brand is one thing. But if you have like this big conglomerate, you can, you know who I'm talking about. It happens in the poultry processing business. It happens in the fish business. It happens in the meat business. Happens all over the place. So if you're buying Pilgrim's Pride, for example, they sued Smithfield. They got $24 million out of them because they were conspiring on the price that they, you know, that they were getting paid. The Chinese have learned fast, man. They understand the American way. So they'll steal that idea and go back to China with that. Anyway, the amount of money that they paid, though, dwarfs what they make in profits. You know, it's like one-eighth. These people, last year, Tyson posted a profit of like $2 billion or something. You know, so this is not like we're, this is not, what we're getting is the quality of food that gets grown in New Delhi. You know, that kind of stuff. That's how bad some of this stuff is that you're hearing about. And so, and on it goes. As a matter of fact, the corporate concentration of the food system in America makes food much more expensive and much less accessible for many Americans. This is the agribusiness way of doing it. And the government is they are co-conspirators, if you will. The policymakers that are in the U.S. food system are all from the big businesses. And they all keep crowing about how abundant food is, how affordable it is. That is just not true. If you live the, fortunately, some of the bigger colleges that have agriculture units in them have been doing some approaches to the food insecurity issue, food banks, that kind of stuff. And the people in rural America know the difference. They know what the U.S. food system is all about. And now more and more are talking about it because fewer and fewer farms are existing. And so you have these larger companies that are so over, I mean, they're just huge, that are controlling nation's food system. And so what happens, I mean, I'm looking at a diagram, Victoria and Jay, of the various companies, seed companies, certain drug companies that Monsanto owns or controls. Let's see, genetic research companies, producing the, here's a thermogenic company that is looking into RNA when it comes to plants and stuff. There's nothing good going to come out of that, I'll guarantee you. They ally themselves, these big competitors put other, they price fix, just like what I was talking about. That's why I brought this up, because there's price fixing going on. The small town grocery store, ever go in to a small grocery store? Do you have any where you are, Victoria or Jay? You have a little small grocery stores?
I'm sure there are some, but I haven't been to any.
Yeah.
Well,
not right around where we are, but yeah.
Mm-hmm. The concentration in beef, pork, chicken, cereal and grains, soft drinks, snacks, ice cream, bread, wine, the way that this is concentrated in the hands of just a few corporations, there's like eight corporations that control the beef business. There are four that control the pork business. There are basically three that control the chicken business. You know Kellogg's and General Mills, they control the cereal business and basically then the grain business. Pepsi and Coca-Cola control the drink market, right? I mean, think about all of that. What other names do you hear?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, when it comes to snacks, Frito-Lay and ConAgra, Pepsi to a point, but Pepsi, I think, owns Frito-Lay. So you look at this stuff and you say, well, what difference does it make to you? It makes a lot of difference because the quality of the food, the price that you pay, It does not have anything to do with equality or availability. It's whatever these guys can get away with. And you know what? That brings me back around to thinking about something we were talking about earlier, Victoria. The things in the, now the flower business has become corrupted by the, you know, the influx of stuff coming from second world countries. All the stuff that's sprayed onto these. And if you don't think that's a problem, think about, you know, and we're talking about food, we're talking about flowers, but, you know, one of the other things that is making its way into our waterways, the microplastics that mm-hmm. come, these big companies that make clothing, there's another one. I mean, I could go on and on about this. I could make, this could last all day, me talking about the way these companies...
Well, yeah, the microplastics, in a nutshell, the microplastics, like in non-natural fibers that are coming just from your own laundry machines. So polyester is the biggest offender. Rayon, you know, all this stuff that doesn't grow in nature. You know, you can wear hemp, wear cotton, you know, cotton denim, things like that. They're not ruining the water supply, but all of this microplastic is getting washed right out of your washing machine and right into our waterways. And that's, you know, and we, you know, we're all on one little globe here together. So the plastic goes into the waterways, and then the fish ingest it, and then we ingest the fish, and then, you know, like human poop has been tested, and there's plastic in poop. I mean, it's great. That's how the cycle of life goes, but there it is. Right?
There's plastic in your poop. Let's have a big celebration. Hooray!
Well, you know.
All right, anyway.
There's plastic in breast milk.
And
babies
we're wasting,
from the beginning don't even have a chance. They're just, then, they're
but,
you know.
But we'd rather, and rather than know about that or do something about it, we'd rather spend our time, wasting our time on the impeachment trial. I mean, come on. Hello, 47 after the hour on the DJV program. I could say it all sucks. And that's a perfect entree into Navage, because that sucks too. It sucks the snot right out of your nose. Navage Nasal Care. Isn't it cool that we have this? The system has been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. You say, hey, Doug, you're always talking about how bad they are. Well, in this instance, it gives Navage a little bit of credibility. But what gives them the most credibility is the fact that it works. Every morning when you get up, you should use a few minutes of your time. If you brush your teeth, you wash your face, do all the stuff you do, then get out the Navage and blow out the stuff that's gathered in your nose overnight. I know it's not very romantic, but it really is good for your health because you got all kinds of germs and viruses and allergens and stuff in your mucus that's gotten hard during the night. So let's clean it out. All natural relief from all of this stuff. No drugs whatsoever. That's why I love it. The Navage Nasal Care System. Please purchase one for yourself and your family today. You can buy one online at Navage.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Piercing Pagoda is hiring. The jewelry and piercing services company is looking for creative body piercers to join their growing team in 60 cities nationwide as it expands its piercing services. Piercing Pagoda VP of Stores, Al Walazeta, has more.
As a Pagoda piercing artist, you'll be able to safely empower our customers to express themselves. You'll also enjoy full-time hours, competitive pay, a signing bonus in select cities, healthcare benefits, and much more.
In today's world of Zoom calls and online dating, more people than ever are looking to get pierced to express themselves, look stylish, or just because.
Whether you're a seasoned piercing professional or an apprentice looking for your first full-time gig, Piercing Pagoda is a great place to grow and build your career.
To sign up for one of their virtual job fairs, visit pagoda.com/now-hiring.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three half the hour now. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program with Victoria Jay and Chuck Curry. We'll have the focus on, I want to find out actually how we differentiate if the system works when it comes to movies that are made for grown-ups and movies that are made for children. Are we really doing a good job of differentiating? That's one of the things, probably not the most important thing. The most important thing is get people back into the theater, but I've often wondered about that, so we'll see what we can find out after these words here.
If you have an unpaid tax debt to the IRS that you can't pay, please hear this special notice. Specially approved IRS relief programs designed to aid delinquent taxpayers are now in effect that can significantly improve your financial situation. Depending on your circumstances, you may qualify to have your tax problem resolved in your favor and may even have your back taxes reduced by thousands or eliminated entirely. A relief hotline has been established by Community Tax for you to call and see if you qualify at 800-254-5040. If you owe the IRS back taxes that you can't afford to pay, don't let the IRS trick you into thinking you have no way out. Our highly accredited tax professionals will let you know what you qualify for and how much you can save. We may be able to stop all liens, garnishments, levies, and save you thousands. Call and see if you qualify for this taxpayer relief at 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. 800-254-5040. Community Tax. Who's your tax guy?
All right, so we can't seem to find Chucker. That's okay. I think the conversation still is worth having about movies for grown-ups and movies for children. Jay and Victoria and I were just talking about what happens. You had a good example, Jay. You want to repeat the movie that you were talking about that was supposed to be for children that has all kinds of really inappropriate. And I think that happens a lot. That's why I'm bringing
that back. Oh, yeah, all the time. And sometimes I think it's these hidden innuendos so that the adults find humor, but it goes over the kids' head. We were watching Adventures in Babysitting, the late 80s movie with Elizabeth Shue over the weekend.
Yeah.
And it's just as great as we remember it being, but there's so many other aspects that we were kind of like, wait, kids watch this? I mean, there's a subplot about a Playboy magazine, a child totally scaling a building, these, you know, mobsters kind of after these kids, a cheating scandal, the one tow truck driver diverts from where he's taking the babysitter and the kids to because his wife is cheating on him, and then, you know, he has a gun and he's shooting at the other guy, and all of these things are where we were just kind of like, wait a second, what?
Yeah, I think the people who produce these things, you know, Hollywood is a very strange place. And living there part of the year, seeing my children and what goes on, I'm thankful my daughter especially is very cognizant of the pressures, and I think Miles will probably withstand a lot of the pressure that goes on there, the way people think, the way they were. I mean, it's just not appropriate to have things. And then, well, what do you mean? Are you the arbiter of good taste, Doug? How do you know what's appropriate? I guess what makes my skin crawl is not something I want my children to see. And yet, you see a lot of times going to the movies, not so much now because of the pandemic, but before that, there were a lot of kids that came into movies that were totally, you know, rated R, and their babies, you know, parents bring their babies to the movies. Not only is it inappropriate to hear them whining and crying in the movies, that's not why I go to the movies. I want to go to the movies to zone out, not hear some kid crying. But the other side of it is, you see a lot of times parents bring their children 9, 10, 11 years old to see a very violent shoot-em-up movie that has no place in their reality. At least it shouldn't, as far as I'm concerned. So, ladies, how do you do that? What are you going to do when Mac grows up? How are you going to go to the movies a lot?
I mean, we are movie people. We do prefer the comfort of our own home, even before the pandemic. But yeah. I grew up in a household where we were allowed to watch different kinds of movies. My parents just did a really great job of explaining what's real, what's not. Now, just because this was in a movie, that's not okay to do in real life. I mean, I remember being in elementary school and my sister, who's 5.5, 6 years older than me, having Friday the 13th movie marathon parties that I was allowed to be a part of. Or
yikes.
Before I was able to see a rated R movie myself, my mom would take me and my friends and she would buy our tickets. She'd have to sign the tickets that, you know, she's the adult, she approves that we're seeing this movie, and then she'd leave and come back and pick us up. We were always able to do those.
Really?
Okay. And, I mean, scary movies are my favorite genre. Absolute favorite. And I'll probably let Mac watch some.
Oh, bad mother.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a bad boss.
Wow. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. But I'm not taking you to the movies, I guess. All right, some of the black movies, this is Black History Month. One Night in Miami, man, that seems to be getting
a whole lot.
Yeah.
So good.
I want to see that.
It was a beautiful film.
There's another one called Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Have you heard anything
also
about that?
Also phenomenal. I've seen that.
Really?
It's on Netflix. Viola Davis and Chadwick Boseman. It's an August Wilson play. It's Viola Davis and Chadwick. It's Chadwick's final performance. Watch it. It's amazing.
Okay. All right. There we have it. See, we didn't need Chuck today for movie moments. 59 past the hour on the...
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.